awesome. Just like he was.
You are standing in a fire, and then you step out of the fire into complete darkness.
You're listening to Dictionary Sustainability.
Hi, I'm Connor.
And I'm Chloe.
And I made a beeping noise, sorry. And this is Dictionary Psychedelica, episode 3. Talking about...
This week we're talking about ego.
And why you shouldn't have it.
But
something
first,
in those lines. Sorry. Keep going.
But first, we are going to discuss why we are actually doing this podcast.
Because a lot of other podcasts have specific interests that they like to talk about, like vegetarianism or indie music or crapping on about things that have some purpose, like technology or something. I'm just thinking about the ones I listen to.
The purpose of our podcast, on the other hand, is...
To enlighten people
to our
awful views.
Force them to consider their own views.
I'm just thinking about people don't really have opportunities to hear just different opinions in what they're in the things that they're told, like newspapers and magazines. They don't, unless you specifically choose something that is meant to like make you think something different, then you're pretty much getting told the same thing again and again and again. And I remember when I was doing politics at school, the teacher was talking about how different newspapers have totally different opinions and things. But then if you look at different newspapers and stuff, they actually really tell you exactly the same sort of thing.
Or they give different opinions, but all like sort of along the same.
Well, they're all
lines.
Sort of upholding the status quo, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they all sort of talk about the same thing as well. So not only do we want to give different opinions, but also talk about different things
and
usually discussed, like place an importance on different aspects of life.
Yeah, not necessarily like you have to agree with us, but it would be probably even better if you didn't agree with us and you could kind of put in your opinion as well, because people are told that in the newspapers and in the media that, well, what the media says is correct, and they're told that they can't really have their own views, but we're saying, well, why don't you look at things in a different way or come up with your own views and, you know, share them. So that's basically what we're trying to do. Hopefully we can do that without crapping on too much.
I doubt it, but let's do it anyway.
Okay, so now we've got some notes that we should say before we start talking about ego, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had a good time just before looking at YouTube.
Yeah, we discovered
one of our favourite sites, you know.
Pretty interesting characters out there talking about a few topics they were pretty informed about.
Yeah.
Like us, kind of, you know.
When I go on YouTube, I click on the things that I think would be interesting, like that I'm interested in. So I looked at Buddhism, thinking, you know, they might have some sort of documentary thing about
it. Some informative kind of, you know.
But every time I do it, it's always some person crapping on about.
It's just their.
I mean, it's pretty funny because you're saying about how people should have their own views.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. You know, we're going about ego, and then all we care about is our own opinion.
No, we're saying that they're entitled to their opinion, and we're entitled to our opinion to pay the crap out of it. So what was his name? Captain Awesome.
Yeah, we found this great guy called Captain Awesome.
So basically,
he is pretty awesome. If you want to find his website, I think it's a bit under maintenance at the moment, but you can find it at www.yourreligionsucks.blogspot.com.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if it's under maintenance or it's actually been taken down by the people.
Yeah, I think that might be nice.
Well, anyway, and if you want to see some of his great views on Buddhism, look up Buddhism on YouTube and then go to Buddhism is Stupid and Evil. And it has a guy's face as the picture.
So basically the guy says, I enjoy mocking people and their religious beliefs. Islam, conservative, Christianity, Hinduism.
Other religions, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. They're all stupid. Everyone who subscribes to any religious beliefs needs to be kicked hard in the ass. Knock that shit off and become an atheist already. So basically the guy's saying,
it's poetic.
You should all believe what I believe.
I don't know, if there's a difference between having your own opinion and having an opinion that is deliberately at odds with other people, though.
It is kind of funny, though.
It's pretty hilarious if you listen to it. It's got some good points about how the Americans are the most enlightened people on the planet.
Oh, yeah,
he does
make some good points that are in developed countries where we spend a shitload of money on useless crap, we're all a lot happier.
Yeah, well, it was
which is obviously supported by the rising depression rates.
No, it was good when he was saying how instead of enlightenment, you should buy a car. So that was some beautiful.
And now for Alan Watts talking about the ego.
I wonder what you mean when you use the word I. I've been very interested in this problem for a long, long time. And I've come to the conclusion that what most civilized people mean by that word is a hallucination. That is to say, a false sense of personal identity that is at complete variance with the facts of nature.
Variance with the facts of nature.
Okay, so that was Alan Watts, the end of his little thing there.
Cool. Sorry, I'll try to take this.
We went to Alan Watts before in the last run, so it makes it seem as if we're...
He's
groupies.
He's got some interesting ideas, though, about the concept of I and the self. And I thought what was interesting is... that there have been suggestions that it hasn't always been viewed that way, though. Like, there has been suggestions that people haven't always considered selves as separate from the rest of the world. Like, I know I was reading this thing from this book, which was a conference about an exploration of consciousness between the Dalai Lama and a bunch of, like, neurologists and psychologists. And there was this guy talking about how people have become uncomfortable with... like, considering themselves as a part of a bigger world and mm-hmm. not considering themselves separately from everything. Mm. And so, I don't know, I think that kind of reflects on how we treat everyone else as well. And not just everyone else, but the whole world in general, like, how we behave. That we think of ourselves as sort of the central importance.
Oh, yeah.
And sort of also, well, we think of our relationship to everything else, instead of thinking about ourselves as connected to everything else.
I was just thinking about how complicated this is if we're going to put it in a short podcast.
Yeah.
So,
maybe we would need to, like, make a two-part one or something. I don't know.
Maybe. Or we can try and make it quite simple. Imagine a world where there wasn't a language that had pronouns or anything, like you, or any nouns, for that matter.
I mean, well, when you look at Indonesian and stuff, they don't have a sense of, like, they don't have past tense and future tense. They just have present tense. Mm. Well, if you looked at that like that, like, what if English didn't have I and me, the words I and me and, you know, you, and, like, didn't, what if the English, like, the language didn't philosophically, like, separate us from other people?
Yeah. I was just thinking about that, actually. You think of, like, a plant, like a tree, and then... I entirely told you this, but you say there's a tree there, but then if you pull the tree out of the ground, then the tree is going to die. So if the tree is dead when it's not in the ground, then what is the tree by itself? The tree by itself is dead. And if you pull yourself out of the world, people think that because they're separate from everything, then they have no elite, like, they have no need for anything else. But if you took away every single tree in the world, then we wouldn't have any oxygen. And if we didn't have any food, then we'd die. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we're not really anything in ourselves.
I think the other problem that we sort of talked about last time was, I know the way the idea of the ego and self affects the way we use science and stuff.
Yeah,
so, like,
I think I was talking about the art one.
Yeah, maybe. I can't remember. But I was just thinking about how, I guess we view it as a way of, like, controlling ourselves, but it's clear that we still can't control ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, when we look at the world today, it's clear that we can't really control ourselves because it seems like we don't actually know who ourselves are. Because ourselves aren't, like, a solid one concrete thing that stay the same, or... We aren't just islands, I guess, is pretty obvious.
I guess that it's complicated. The reason it's so complicated is because this is, like, the fundamental thing that everyone in Western society is told to believe, that they're a separate thing. Like,
yeah.
I am Connor and you are Chloe. But in other countries, in in Buddhist cultures and Taoist and Eastern, a lot of them think that, don't really see it that way. They see that they're connected to everything.
Yeah,
reincarnation.
Even in the old Western societies, I mean, I'm not saying this is completely positive, but even with the hierarchical system, it wasn't sort of like...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about as well.
Like, it wasn't completely self-based. Like, you believed that your place in the world wasn't... it was sort of like preordained and...
That's an interesting idea,
that you didn't have any control over it. I mean, I'm not saying I necessarily agree with hierarchies and peasants, but it's an interesting idea when you look at... certain types of Buddhism and, like, Japanese cultures, they have that as well, that idea of, like, Confucianism, they have an idea of, like, order and hierarchy, and that is, like, and your place in society being important. I mean, I don't think that's completely positive to, but I think it has some relevance to what we're talking about, I guess.
Yeah, well, when people look back on feudal society and then they think, whoa, oh my God, I can't believe that people split into these groups.
Yeah.
But then...
Well, it's not that.
The thing is that at the moment we have the groups, but they're groups of a single person. You split yourself into, like...
Yeah.
We split ourselves into 6 billion different groups, and maybe it was more simple, and I can't say if it would be... I don't think it probably would have been worse, but, you know, you split people into 3 groups or something, where...
I guess, like, you can't really say which one's better, but...
Yeah, well, you can't say... I don't think it probably was worse, but all it says is that there is a way to make it better, and the way to make it better that I could see is to make everyone one group, because that's what everyone is. Everyone is the group of humanity.
Well, it's clear that there is potential for change. I don't know, what I was reading was that there has been a great shift in consciousness, like, from considering ourselves as, like, all, like, many souls who are a part of a greater soul, to considering ourselves as separate entities who we can completely control and thereby control all the factors of our universe.
Yeah, well, when...
If we can shift from that, like, if we can shift that way, we surely can shift backwards or in a new, different direction.
Yeah, you say shift backwards, but...
I don't know if we should shift
there
backwards.
There isn't any backwards or forwards. It's just kind of a stupid
just
idea,
shift
really.
In a different direction,
can't say anything's really better or worse.
Yeah, I don't think things really get
unless you experience both of the things.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's going for another...
But, like, just because things don't get better or worse doesn't mean you shouldn't try and change them, because if they stay the same, then, well, it's just stupid.
Hopefully this isn't too confusing.
I don't know, I'm not sure if I can... Yeah, I'm not sure if we're making a lot of sense.
We should go back and simplify it even more. Well, anyway, I was saying my thought experiment, you caught me off.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I don't know, maybe you didn't. Oh, you were talking about different languages. Yeah, so you have a language where people don't have nouns, and it's hard to... discern what's where you end and where you begin, really. When you're little, it's very hard for people to work out where they end and where they begin. I was reading about a thing where there was this little girl and this 3 years old or 4 or something, and then a researcher came in and asked, her name's Susie. Have I already said this in another podcast? No, I didn't.
No, I think you just said it in general. Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
And then he asked, what's Susie? And she said, Susie's me. And he said, well, that doesn't make sense, because, you know, what's you? And she said, I'm Susie. So it just went back and forth. And then he pointed at, you know, her bed and said, is this Susie? And she said, no. Her toys, and is this Susie? No. And then he pointed at her arm, and he said, is this Susie? And she said, no. And then he pointed at her, you know, her chest and said, is this Susie? And she said, yes. And then her head, and yes, and then her legs, and she said no. And so, you know, for a little kid, it's obviously very confusing to work out what is actually you. And...
But that must mean that, well, that must mean that our sense of self is completely socially designed. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well,
if you're so completely confused about who you are when you're that young, then...
It's confusing.
Yeah, well... I don't know, I can't really remember, but...
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, I'm not...
I mean, it's not even you're 3, it's when you're in your first year when you're born, and people say, you know, I don't know, they say, like, how are you today? And they say new things to make it seem as if you're different. And then you can't work out whether you are or whether you're not. And you don't even have control over yourself, so you can't choose what you want to do when you're little. So, you know, you don't... If you don't have control over yourself, then what is yourself? You're not anything. And It takes you a long time, but if you really think about it, it is much more confusing than you think. Like, well, you're told what is you, but what is really you?
And also, I guess people try to decide what is themselves. Like, you can't do that, though, because you are what you are, and then people try and say, well, when I behave like this, it's not really me.
Yeah, and people say, that's not you, or...
Yeah, or like,
what's not me?
That's pretty stupid, because if you did that, then that is you, and so... Or if you thought that, then that is you. But then on the other hand, doesn't mean that you couldn't be something else.
So, yeah, you get locked in.
Yeah. So I guess the concept of self also stops us from either changing or accepting what we are.
Really? Although I can see if... I don't know if this is depressing or whatever. But all we are is a collection of what we've seen before with our senses. And nothing really more than that. I mean, is that depressing? No? Yes? All it says is that...
I don't really think that's depressing.
It's not... It's hard to work out what... You're not really anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, animals don't have this concept of...
Well, that's the good thing. Well, that's what always sort of attracts me to being, like, an animal or plants or something. Because they just are. They just be. They don't worry about being good or being bad.
Yeah, they don't worry. Like...
Yeah, well, I guess that's a problem with, like, consciousness.
See, people are going to think we're really retarded when we're saying this. But you know...
You have to...
Animals don't really worry...
But you know how you're saying with, like, Buddhism, how... Okay, that was kind of not on the podcast. But anyway, how people are always suffering, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we should bring Buddhism in.
Yeah,
we can bring in any Eastern religion.
I think suffering seems to come with consciousness, in a sense. Because if you're conscious of all your actions, then you can't just be. And therefore you suffer. Like, you can't just exist in a considering everything you do way.
Oh, well, okay. So we go back to... It's like the opposite of abstract, because it's what...
It's like the most important thing, except it seems abstract because everyone else ignores it.
It's hard to talk about it, because talking reinforces what...
Yeah.
Like, the reason that talking reinforces people thinking that they're different is because our language is... It's always, every sentence is, something did something to something else, yeah. And that happened. Pretty weird, really, because... Well... It splits everything up into cause and effect. Even if you want to get out of it, you can't talk your way out of it.
Well, there must be
like you
other
can't
languages.
Talk your way out of it.
There must be. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but
there
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean.
Even if
are
I'm
you
trying,
recording or not?
I think so. I hope so. Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
See, are you recording?
Okay.
Yes,
no,
I am.
Stop saying that.
I
it's
am.
Annoying. You are. Well, you there must be other
out.
Languages and.
There aren't
forms.
Any languages that. Don't
I mean,
have pronouns that I can say.
There must be other, like, there must have been languages at some point that didn't do it to this extent.
Oh, I'm sure that there were a long time ago. Probably, but it'd be very hard to get back to that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how people really did communicate before all of this, in a way.
It probably was
really
simple.
I mean, in a sense, obviously. Yeah, communication must have been a lot easier if you didn't consider yourself separate from someone else, because...
I'm interested in Chinese, That's an interesting language, because, you know, most of it's kind of pictograms?
Yeah, they're called characters.
But they're like, they're, you know...
Chinese.
Oh, I haven't, but whatever.
It's pretty fun, but I don't think I really want to go to China. So I think I should learn Japanese.
But they're interesting, because they all come from pictures of things.
I know, that's why I want to learn Japanese.
It's really good. I mean, it's not that abstract, because, you know, I can't really remember anything. But there's kind of, like, water, and then there's houses and things. They look a bit... I can't really work out exactly what they are, but...
But
then,
I guess when you consider letters, I mean...
Letters are pretty weird, because
yeah,
they don't really represent anything.
That's the thing about, I guess, Asian languages, is that a whole word is just a picture. There's not these little things that make up the word. Like, they're not built out of different things. Like, that's what's kind of interesting about... I don't know, I was reading this book,
Always
you
reading
know that,
those books,
shut up, Joseph Albers or whatever, the colour book, The Interaction of Colour.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about, how... When you look at a word, when you're actually reading, you don't, like, look at every letter. You look at it as a picture.
I've still got that.
Yeah, it's in my room somewhere.
Okay.
Anyway, so if we look at words as pictures, I don't know, it's confusing, but... Ooh, that kind of just proves that they're just, like,
I knew that we'd go off on some tangent.
Okay,
now we're going to, like,
sorry.
Data
yeah, this is getting distracting.
Kind of
I mean, if you live in a world where you have to say I every 20 seconds...
Well, you have to say something... It's like, someone did this.
Yeah, you have to use actions.
I mean, if you go back in our podcast, everything we've said is something did something else, even if we don't really mean to say it. Pretty weird.
Yeah.
When you think about it. And we're trying to say that that's not a good thing to do.
Well, it's so frustrating because we have to use what we've, like, what we're born into, I guess, to try and escape.
But who's we, Chloe?
Okay, I'm sorry.
See, it's so confusing.
I don't know, I guess the problem is that it's enforced upon us that these things, and then we have to use the things that we're born into to escape from what we're born into. A bit frustrating.
But you never know, maybe in, like, another few hundred years, our language will be totally different.
Well,
but maybe it'll be worse. Oh, it just shows that our language influences so much about what we think and things. And yeah. Even if you don't really know
I think it must.
A tree couldn't do that. A certain animal could deliberately act differently from every other animal, like, to be an individual. But it'd just be... It's too hard. If you're an animal, you're smart enough to just go with the flow of what all the other animals are doing. And, you know. But humans, for some reason, think that they're really good because...
Yeah.
I'm a human, so...
Yeah.
I take the blame. But, you know, we do lots of different things to other people. We do... Because we're individual. And we think that that makes us better than other animals because they can't do that and they have no self-knowledge.
The problem is now, though, like, we can't really escape that disparity. I mean, because then you're doing even further control, in a way. Like,
if people could realise it, then everyone... It would take you so long. It would take thousands of years. Instead of a future of communism or capitalism or anything, we're looking at, like, something totally different. We're looking at, like, a future where there isn't an ego. Or where
even I don't know, maybe we should explain why we think ego is negative.
Oh, jeez. Now I don't know what to say about it.
Where is it going?
So you have a tree, you have a leaf, and you pull the leaf out of the tree, and then the leaf dies, you pull the tree out of the ground, and the tree dies, you pull the... Oh, you just pull things away from other things and they die, so it proves that things can't exist by themselves. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You have a flower and you pull the petal away, and the petal wilts. But you pull the flower out of the ground, the flower will die.
I wonder, then, if that's related to our concept of, like, health and stuff. If we're taken out of a certain environment and put in a different environment, then our health might suffer. But our idea of health at the moment really seems to focus on our body as one working machine. Do you know what I mean? That if any part of that is damaged. Yeah. So we think of ourselves as, like, a little universe, which seems a bit ridiculous to me.
Yeah, well, when you...
Like, we think of ourselves as the universe we can control.
It feels as if you can't be controlled by anything else.
Yeah.
So, you don't really take into account the way you live or anything, because you think that you're kind of more powerful than that. You put yourself in an urban environment, and there's lots of things that are much worse if you're in certain things like that. Post-traumatic stress disorder is much higher if you're in an urban environment than if you're in a suburban one, or in a natural environment. And, you know, depression is much higher if you're in an urban environment. Probably nearly every single disorder is much higher if you're in an urban environment.
Yeah, so I guess you could, well, look at the fact that we think our health can be controlled by working on little units, whereas, like, as in, when I say unit, I mean the consideration of the self.
See, now you see where my leaf analogy was.
That must be, like, a major problem with depression, is that we think we can solve depression by working on one person. But depression actually springs from the lack of community.
Yeah, but see, it's much harder to do that, to focus on the lack of community than to give someone Prozac.
I know that, but...
You know, I think I brought Prozac into every podcast somehow. No,
I don't think we talked about it with art, did we?
We talked about it with alcohol.
Yeah. But, you know, well, the point is that just shows that there's, like, a major, like... massive flaw in the entire consideration of dealing with mental health.
Yeah, well, you pull someone out of something and then they'll die. And obviously that shows, even if you can walk on the ground, even if you can jump in the air and you're not technically tethered to the ground, well, that doesn't mean that you aren't connected to the ground, in a physical sense, but...
I guess that's an interesting idea with, like, LSD and certain setting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know exactly what to say about that, but it just seemed somehow related.
That's also a good point about LSD in the fact. And also, Yeah, well, maybe we should go into quickly into the way different drugs alter your, alter the way that you think about your self-conception or whatever.
I guess because with LSD, you think of yourself as, you start to realize, I guess, that you're actually connected to everything around you. So the set and setting becomes incredibly important and affects your perception of everything in a way.
There's certain criticisms of drugs like that, in the fact that you have a high, you identify with everything around you, and whether that is actually real or whether it's just the effect of the drug. And
well, my personal belief is that that's actually more realistic. Because, well, when you look at the people who have the major problems with LSD, the major problem that they have is seeming to, like, that they are so drastically afraid of letting go of self.
Okay, so basically we've made it so that it's much more confusing for the people they're much more confused than they were before, and so am I. It's a bravo to us. Maybe we should have, like, some sort of one-sentence sum up about what we were saying.
I don't think you can. I don't think any of it made that much sense.
Well,
this is, like, the most depressing end to a podcast we've ever had. It's not like you're going to cry.
Oh, well, I guess none of what we said made sense. No, well, maybe if we say some things. Even this doesn't make any sense. Oh, what were we saying?
Should we cut that bit out?
No, let's just say what we were saying. We were saying about how language makes it so it's hard to talk about what we were saying.
So basically our excuse for this podcast being awful is the English language isn't appropriate.
Yeah, that's a good point. At least we had a bit by Alan Watts, talking about that religious nutter guy that doesn't like religion.
What do you do?
What else did we talk about? LSD. I can't even remember what we talked about now.
You talked about a tree and a leaf.
The tree and the leaf, and if you pull the leaf out of the tree. Oh, I don't know. I've been Connor.
I've been Chloe.
And this was episode 3 of Dictionary Psychedelica, talking about ego, or trying to, and failing pretty badly.
We promise the next one might be better.
Okay, goodbye.